Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can also stream us live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop. Grab yourself a Slurpee today. Friday, July 11th. Get it? 7-Eleven.
Gotcha.
Free Slurpee day.
Makes sense.
Yeah, there you go.
While supplies last, I heard. I don't know what that means.
So Mar's not here because he's going to Charlotte, right, with his buddy?
Yes.
Then we have Wesley. Is that right? And do you guys know what? Was Wesley here last week when I was away?
He was not in last week.
Okay, somehow no, Jason West. Seems to know. How do you know Wesley?
He's a Hokie. He graduated.
Wes has been around.
The first time I've ever seen Wesley.
Wes is a good kid.
Hi, Wesley.
Hey, how are you guys?
So what is Wesley's deal? Is Wesley like a part-time board op type deal?
I believe so. I think I met him once before today.
Is that your deal, Wes?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Were you a communications major or whatever?
Yeah, sports media analytics at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, you got to learn to talk into the mic.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Sports media analytics at Virginia Tech. Graduated 2 months ago.
So, analytics department. Nice. All right, so
give me the fix the Nats. How do you fix the Nats?
Fix the Nats. Oh gosh.
Spend some money.
That's what I'm about to say. You got to double the payroll.
What is there? Are you like? Have you like analytically? Analyzed.
Analytically analyzed.
Have you analyzed the Nats?
That'll take about a year.
Like, no, honestly, can you? If you're an analytics guy, is it like your dream to come up with like a stat that everyone uses? Is that even a thing anymore?
I'm trying to eventually use AI to try to do that.
Okay, to come up with your own stat?
Yeah, something like that.
Did you take a class from Bill Roth during your days at Virginia Tech?
I did, about three of them.
Yeah. Really?
Know him really well.
What is he just teaches communication classes?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So my niece took
one of his classes.
So is he like a math? So are you like a math nerd?
Not a math nerd. No. I like probability. That's why like baseball is my favorite sport.
You do. Are you a good poker player?
No. Blackjack though. I enjoy that.
Are you card counter?
No.
Yeah. That's too. You could be. Probably.
I mean, I haven't really
tried that.
If you like probability, pick me a freaking baseball winner tonight because I've been ice cold.
What is your most predictive stat that you like? Is there one like for picking winners? You got to come up with an algorithm, dude. You're an analytics guy.
I know.
You got to come up with an algorithm like FanDuel or something.
I just finished college. I'm working on it.
All right.
Yeah, give him
time.
Yeah, but don't you think you're an analytics guy. This is your thing.
I know.
What are the coolest stats like in baseball right now?
I mean, I still think that ERA and opponent's batting average isn't
those are like the most basic ever.
I thought he was going to say WAR.
I think WAR might be overrated.
What's BPAP? Something like that. Yeah.
You said ERA. You said ERA batting average. Nobody cares about batting average anymore. Hey.
No, you said opponent.
You're sending your kids to.
Yeah.
What?
Did you try to get jobs in analytics, or was this the first job you looked for?
No,
I didn't try to get
you
a job.
You sit down with DeBartolo, you're going to tell him about ERA?
You know what? Home runs are silly stats.
No,
what he's going to tell DeBartolo is, bro, spend some money.
Get some
better players on your
really
roster.
It's really just broadcast journalism at Virginia Tech. They just add the analytic part.
So the you're actually not really yeah. analytic.
Did you call games at Virginia Tech?
I did, yeah. Football, volleyball, soccer. I had to learn
the
volleyball.
Analytics part is a scam, I can tell. I said ERA.
ERA was invented in the mid-19th century.
I mean, I think ERA is actually a fairly valid stat, actually. But batting average, no one cares about batting average.
He didn't even go with whip, her old fantasy stats.
I mean, guys are hitting 180, and they just play them every day.
They care about on-base percentage.
There's only one player in the National League that's batting over 300. Will Smith.
Okay.
Yeah,
I believe you.
Yeah. So it's gone down.
Yeah.
8 in the American League.
So, I mean, the likelihood of you coming up with a stat with AI is very unlikely.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But eventually it'll do everything for us.
Yeah, probably. Probably blow us all up, too.
But yeah, it's going to ruin the world.
But yeah, I even think with AI, aren't guys like nerds and young people that are really good, and I say that affectionately, you know, guys that are really good with numbers and stuff, yeah, I would think Valdez, they're coming up with like gambling algorithms all over the place with AI now, right? I would think.
I haven't seen that.
Why aren't we doing that?
They do that, but it doesn't
work.
I don't know if it's working. I mean, everyone's trying to find an edge. I don't know if AI predicting matches.
But AI should be able to break down pretty quickly what are the key things to look for. Yeah,
if you ask Gronk who's going to win tonight between X and Y, I don't know.
No, necessarily. It's got to be way more than that. I'm just saying, like, you know, let's say you have whatever AI thing you use, they look at 100 or 1,000 games, and what are the factors that are most contributing to wins? You know what I mean? Like, they got to be a way to figure that out.
Well, we do that during the NFL season. We're often talking about the ESPN predictor, which runs all those simulations.
Win probability.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're still relying on people in the games, and so there's going to be variance.
No, of course, variance.
He's just saying, more often than not, that team would win.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be certain indicators of like, okay, if you get, you know, people that reach second base 4 times a game, you're more likely to win or something, or, you know, whatever the hell it is.
I know, but even if they do have that formula, you think the people making the lines and putting the odds out don't have the same thing or the same access
maybe.
To it?
I mean, eventually
unless I'm a male genius proprietary formula.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, come up with a proprietary formula. But yeah, I mean, I think eventually they'll catch up to everything. But just like Haralabas was doing when he was betting NBA, Haralabas was a big gambler.
Yeah, he found the hack where teams that were taking the most corner threes were winning.
Right. And he was betting totals. He was just betting totals.
Oh, he was betting totals for the corner threes then.
I think it was based on that, but he was betting totals. Corner threes might have been his thing he was basing on, but yeah, he was big on corner threes.
How many analytics classes did you take that they actually attach that to your broadcast
journalism
degree?
I'm going to guess zero.
I wish you didn't ask that.
Yeah. Does they answer zero?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, Wes. That was a huge tip.
And they throw that onto the degree?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So hold on. So is your deal like you want to be like the next Bob Costas? Like that's your thing?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But yeah, not play-by-play. I enjoy hosting, anchoring.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, so good. So you got other places. So is CK going to give you any air run, like on weekends, or how's that work?
I've been with Doc Walker the last couple weekends.
Oh, okay. And Doc will chat with you?
Yeah.
Perfect.
You know, he went to UCLA. I'm a big Ohio State guy, so we talk a lot about college football.
Right.
Yeah.
You're an Ohio State guy because why?
My dad went there.
Oh, your dad, right.
Yeah, so he brought in Brian Carpenter, who played back in the 70s and 80s. Uh-huh. So we were going at each other for 15 minutes.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Did you clip it?
Yeah, I got it.
You got it saved? Oh, yeah. All right.
Doc will always bring in the number two. It could be Heavy Metal Chris. It could be Ben Strober.
That's great.
Doc gets him in the mix.
Yeah, you're freaking talking to yourself.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
You need to get somebody.
Yeah. I'm just saying that that's...
There's no way I could do that. Talk to myself for every show.
I think you'd get used to it, but yeah.
Oh, you
should.
You would, but I'd be talking to the producers more than myself.
All right, Wesley.
Wes is a good kid.
I'd low-key the analytics
Wes,
stuff.
Did you go to the Metallica concert on May 7th in Blacksburg?
Of course, I had to.
Yeah, that was probably crazy, wasn't it?
It created an earthquake.
It did.
Did they actually say that it did?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Did. What did it register?
It hit the Richter scale.
Like a 1.1 or something?
I feel like Jason's going to still be asking people 10 years from now, did you go to the concert? It's like one of his biggest regrets.
I know, I should have done
it. You didn't come down?
I didn't.
Come on.
This dumb job kept me here.
You didn't know any of Jason's daughters, did you?
I did not, but he told me a story recently about his daughter in his apartment trying to break in.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, okay, gotcha.
RSA, don't
say, my friend. You heard a story about his daughter.
My friend started down an interesting path.
Yeah, he started out and then kind of fizzled, like most of the conversation with Wesley.
Oh, he's a good kid.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, my friend was neighbors with her.
Oh, okay.
Everyone knew about it.
All right. Yeah, yep. I know that was a big deal.
Look,
that was
CK's a big deal. Hired RSA. A bunch of young guys that are probably going to replace us at some point. Like Wesley, Ben, the other. Gosh, I'm terrible. Is his name Max? The other guy with
I just know faces.
Yes.
I know faces.
So it's like three young guys that have come in recently.
Right, right. All right. Well, welcome, Wesley.
They might be the new junkies.
Congratulations. Well, it's possible. It'll happen.
Hey, Drab put in this article about honeymoons, which is interesting because I just went to a wedding and I asked the parents, I was like, where are they going for their honeymoon? And they're like, oh, they're not even going for a honeymoon until October or something like that.
Delayed.
Which I've noticed is kind of a trend. Like, we all went to a honeymoon right after we got married, right?
I didn't.
You might have. Yeah, actually, you delayed.
Yeah, I went. I got married in December and I went on my honeymoon in April.
Okay.
April or May.
I had noticed that. You know, I don't go to a ton of weddings, but I've noticed that to be somewhat of a trend that people seem to be delaying it. It might even be like a year from now.
Right.
And then what the article says is there's a trend where people are bringing their parents along on the honeymoon. I mean, why don't you just call that a family vacation? Is that a honeymoon?
Yeah.
If you're bringing your parents?
I mean, that's the last place I would want to be is on my kid's sex trip.
Are they bringing the parents just so they can pay for everything?
That's a reason why the parents feel entitled to go with
because
them.
Because they're paying for their trip.
Yes, because as a wedding gift, the parents are gifting the couple their honeymoon to Hawaii or wherever, to Europe. So since they feel like they're doing that, they feel like they should be invited as well.
Right.
Mm. Maybe they're not staying in the same house or in the same...
Well, right. Definitely same not
rooms. They're not
same rooms, but maybe they're on the resort with them
part. I mean, listen, I want to have a great relationship with my kids, but I don't want to have like dinner with them every night on their honeymoon. You know what I mean? Like, they should be doing their own thing.
Well, also, wouldn't you feel like, don't you feel a little bit of pressure around the in-laws all the time? Could you imagine if it was your significant others?
If it was your mother-in-law
and father-in-law?
You just
married their daughter or son, and now all of a sudden they're with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might feel pressure awkward in the beginning, but that should wear off. Now on a honeymoon, yeah, it would be weird.
No, it's ridiculous. It's embarrassing for people that are doing that.
I would just think it probably is a cost deal.
I could see Jason doing it.
Weddings cost a ton of money.
I was going to say, I didn't want to offend him, right, but if there's anybody here that would tag along on their daughter's honeymoon, it would be Jason.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm still going to have, the Life 360 or whatever
you got?
Yeah,
and we've been to Spain, and they don't know where they're going, so we're just going to go and show them around.
We probably actually follow them. It's like, oh my God, they're going back to their room right now. I have the little tracker.
Jason, I'll have them on a Life 360.
Yeah, I'll know exactly where they are all the time.
Hey, you
might be right.
So the problem is
I got to get on a flight. Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
Say you go to Sandals or whatever for a honeymoon, and your parents or in-laws go with you, and you get a room, and then your parents are in the room right next to you.
You have to
request a new room.
You can't do that.
You can't do the adjoining rooms.
Not even adjoining rooms. Just say
nearby.
You're nearby.
You can't be over, under, or across the hall.
This one couple in the article says that they had adjoining rooms. They shared the door.
Oh my God!
That must have been strange.
You couldn't bone.
Yeah, I mean,
but the other reality is most couples are together for a long time before they get married.
Yeah, but still, it's your vacation. I agree.
I'm not saying it's ideal, but you probably have done like honeymoons and trips.
I'm not sacrificing buns for my parents to go on the honeymoon.
Well, what about
just not doing it?
All right. Well, what about
if they paid for it?
Yeah.
Coming out of your pocket.
So
that'd be big.
So let's say, I guess in your budget, you could really only afford a $5,000 honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
But if the parents are going to swoop in and do a 10-day Hawaiian vacation where you're at a 5-star luxury resort,
right,
and then, you know, it's a $20,000 trip, $15,000 trip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would seriously consider it.
Just describe my honeymoon. I guess
because that big of a jump from a $5,000.
No, I think that's a good point because you could pick your spots when you know that the parents are out at their own dinner doing their thing. Then you pick your spots on the
bones. I just feel like if you go to a foreign country with your parents, let's say foreign country, let's not say Hawaii, something.
So
you're going to end up doing everything with your parents. Like everything is going to be with your parents, and this is supposed to
be the sightseeing part.
All of it. Supposed to be you and your spouse. Starting your life together officially.
Well, if the parents have any clue,
with each other.
If the parents have any clue, they say,
"You guys,
John and Kim, you go do you go do
this.
Your thing.
You do this on this day. We'll go see the Coliseum on Monday. You guys go on Tuesday.
Right. Okay.
So that way we're not running into each other.
Okay. I'm just so obsessed with the sex version of the sex time on
you
the
are. No, that's all you think about.
I just wouldn't want to. I mean, it's the time you're supposed to be a little one-on-one.
I got
to
think.
Where was your honeymoon?
Maui.
You did Maui.
Yeah. And I was too scared of the little puddle jumpers because I did want to go to Kauai. But
Kauai's beautiful. Yeah. I did Costa Rica with Jess. I mean, we did a bunch of those like goofy little adventures.
I played golf 3 times.
That's hilarious.
One time D came on the cart, you know. The other times I said, just hang out at the pool. Just hang out at the pool. Yeah. Hey, I'll see you.
For 5 hours.
Didn't you have some like golf tip book that you had on your honeymoon?
Oh, that's right. We discovered it recently.
I can't remember. You have to remind me.
You gave it to Caleb Williams.
I gave it to Caleb Williams.
Didn't you?
Oh, it was one of those little golf my way. It was the little pocket version of Jack Nicklaus's Golf My Way.
Yeah.
Probably. I got that on my honeymoon?
I think you did.
Either that or it had like an old ticket or something that showed us that you had brought it to Hawaii.
Yeah.
You had your plane ticket as a bookmark.
But he also married a girl that he was dated like for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
By the time he got married.
I give you respect.
Thank you.
The fact that you golfed 3 times on your honeymoon.
I did. I golfed 3 times. We just had our 29th anniversary, and I played golf on our anniversary. And my buddy was giving me, he just commented on it. And I said, well, I played golf 3 times on my honeymoon. Why wouldn't I play on my anniversary?
Of course.
You know, way to set the tone.
Setting a precedent.
Yeah, I have a newfound respect for you.
Thank you.
Remember, you play on her birthday, too.
We've got Mike Florio. It's cold then, though. Isn't she in February?
Yeah. I'll be out there.
You know what?
Yeah. Take a drill tea in the ground.
The range is open. One of my guys brings a drill.
Hey, Mike Florio is going to join us from Pro Football Talk. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. Plus, we got a weekend parlay later this hour at 7:45. You know, we've talked a lot about what the Commanders have and what they maybe are lacking in. PFF, Pro Football Focus, put out some rankings about NFL secondaries. Where do you think the Commanders rank amongst the secondaries in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus?
Oh, I don't know. Is it including like our rookies? So they're projecting for next year or based on last year?
I mean, they're projecting.
I have no idea. I'm going to say 20.
28th.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
How big of a concern is the secondary for you? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. They finished, they're one of the worst last year. They still did make it all the way to the NFC Championship game. They point out in Pro Football Focus to address the unit, they added safety Will Harris and cornerback Jonathan Jones in free agency. Jonathan Jones, though, is kind of a journeyman, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'm using that term in terms of not that he's been on 10 teams, but that he's mid, as the young kids would say, that he's not necessarily this great cornerback.
So are they ranking the secondary based on what they did last year or what they see on the roster this year?
I think they're doing a combo.
Yeah, because I believe they have at least 4 new guys.
Yeah, well, I'm
almost considering Lattimore a new guy.
Okay,
because he barely played last year.
They mentioned that. So Will Harris and Jonathan Jones in free agency. You draft Trey Amos in the second round, and then Lattimore, they're hoping can return to form.
Yeah, I think they're much better.
The early returns on Amos are great. I think Lattimore will be a dud, but hopefully I'm wrong. Sanistrel, everybody loves him. I don't know. I think we'll be middle of the pack. I think we'll be decidedly better. I think we'll be better.
Who do they have ranked one?
Ravens.
Ah, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
They just got stronger with Jair, right?
I don't like that Drabby wrote in here, NFL secondary rankings prove Commanders not in a great spot. What do you mean prove?
Well, he's not.
It doesn't prove anything.
I think I just took that headline from an article.
Okay, but I just...
Stop calling me a hater. I think that was from Commander's Wire, wherever I grabbed it from.
Well, it says...
There goes Rag.
NFL secondary rankings prove Commanders... Not in a great spot.
It could be for that position group.
It doesn't prove anything. It's speculation. It's pure speculation. I think it will be markedly better than last year.
You don't think the secondary will be an issue whatsoever?
I don't think it's going to be a massive issue.
You don't think the secondary?
I think it's going to be better.
Needs any kind of help from a pass rush and that giving a quarterback all day to throw.
I don't think that was the case. I think last year, weren't we just
12th outside
in sacks?
The top 10.
We were like 12th in sacks.
Just outside the top 10 in sacks. I think Jason is all over it, though. It's about Lattimore. Lattimore, if he can return to form, makes your secondary pretty formidable.
If he plays like he did in his heyday,
we're going to have
a top 10 secondary.
If he returns to his form, you're formidable because Sanistro was really good.
Sanistro's legit.
And maybe they move him to the slot. Maybe they don't. But that gives you two really good corners. And then you hope you get Will Harris to, you know, you can't have three Deion Sanders out there.
It's about Trey Amos.
Right.
That's the guy. He's the first round pick that fell into our laps in the second round. And he's the one that's getting the early returns are great.
I think it's very.
Well, those are different positions. Will Harris is a safety, and I understand you're excited for Trey Amos, but he's a rookie, and there's a learning curve. Very few rookie cornerbacks come in and dominate.
I'm not saying dominate. He's going to be good. I think he'll be good from the beginning, just like Sanistro was good. I didn't say Sanistro dominated.
He's not even probably going to start. He's going to have to work his way in. I bet you Jonathan Jones is going to start first.
We'll see. I think he'll get a lot of playing time.
I'm very worried about the secondary and the pressure on the line. You can tell me they're 10th in sacks, but you haven't re-signed Fowler.
I would say those are some of the most inconsequential sacks.
Yeah, I would still question the pass rush over the secondary right now.
I think both are married to one another. If you don't have a good pass rush and you have a quarterback that has all day to throw, it's easy for a receiver to get open.
I don't think they have this great defense there where you don't worry about the secondary. But if I think about last year in the defense, the number one problem was stopping the run.
Right, and that's why they went.
And I don't even care about what the statistics say. It's just the reality because sometimes the statistics get skewed. They couldn't stop Saquon. Most significantly, they could not stop Saquon Barkley in three games.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Newton has to step up, too. I mean, he's got to be that guy. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to start over Payne, but he's got to be a factor in the middle. Absolutely does.
Absolutely. You don't have Jonathan Allen anymore.
I think Lattimore is going to have a good year. Am I on an island?
You're right.
I know you don't think he will, but I think he's going to have a big year.
Yeah.
I'm 50-50. Okay. I mean, some guys, I mean, I don't know. I didn't study him in New Orleans to know. I'm not sophisticated enough to know if his play
dipped.
For some reason, everybody says,
don't expect Debo to do what he did 3 or 4 years ago. Okay, reasonable. Yeah. But they expect Lattimore to? Why? Why?
I don't know if – I think Debo could put up big numbers like he did a few years ago.
Mm. All right.
If he's on the field and he's healthy, I think he could. Yeah.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 – do you have a problem with this? I don't have. It's all speculation right now. It means nothing. The fact that they're ranking us 28th, whatever. Who cares?
They're not the 28th worst.
We're going to be middle of the pack, which is going to be an improvement. I'm not saying we're going to be top. We're going to be middle of the pack.
Man, that's why I guessed 20.
Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking.
We haven't heard from you in a while, Mo. What's up?
Been a little busy.
He's been busy hanging TVs.
Mounting TVs.
Oh, mounting. Mo the mounter.
Along with some other things, but thank you for the shout out. for starters, Definitely getting married next month. And
congrats, buddy.
Oh, there you go. That's why we haven't heard from you.
Yeah, let us know how the sex is.
Okay.
I'm guessing he already knows.
No, he's getting married. It'll be the first time.
All right.
And the in-laws are definitely going on the honeymoon.
What?
All right, I love it. Yeah. Are they paying for most of it, if not all of it?
No, not a dime.
All right, hold
They're
on.
They're not paying.
Where are you going? Are you going to some exotic location?
Going to Negril, Jamaica.
Oh, okay, that's a nice spot, but I mean, why are the parents going?
Well, I'll say this. We spend a lot of time with them. They are younger, so, I mean, we enjoy their company. And initially, we wanted another couple to go with us on the trip, you know, just to kind of, I don't know, just have travel buddies. And
Go ahead.
Okay, so like I said, we spent a lot of time with them, and they wanted to go, so we're going.
Now, okay, so you guys aren't going to do the adjoining rooms bit, are you?
Are you serious?
I mean, I'm serious. Like, adjoining room. A lot of people do that.
No.
Or you have, like, some big suite, and everyone's in the same suite?
You're not doing that, right?
No, no. Okay. We have our own suite with a swim-out pool and everything, and they'll be staying somewhere else in the resort as well.
Right, but but you'll do, like, dinners and, you know, probably lunches and stuff together.
It's an all-inclusive resort. So, I mean, it's like 5 or 6 restaurants on the property, a lot of activities and so forth. So, yes, we will spend time with them, but it won't be the entire time.
I just think it's...
Will you golf? Because you're a big golfer. Will you golf
on
your honeymoon?
Yeah, can you beat my record 3 times?
I will be golfing on the trip. Whenever we travel, wherever we go, I always bring my sticks. He drives the cart. We have a great time.
Does your father-in-law play?
No, sir.
He just said
so how close is he? You say they're youngish. How close are they to your age?
Okay, so her mother is about, I'd say, 5 or 6 years older than me, and then the father is about
So your wife is young.
Drab just perked up.
She's 34.
So, okay, and I don't know how old Mo is. I'm assuming Mo's, what are you, in the
40s?
42.
42.
Yep. All right. So you said the mother isn't that much older.
Don't do it, EB.
That's like 15 or 16.
They're younger. Let's just leave it at that.
I understand. Right. Okay. I understand. That's the only scenario.
Okay.
How old's
the topic?
Hold on. How old is the father?
I think he's 51 or 50.
Wow. Okay. And so, yeah, I mean, that'd be close enough. I mean, I got plenty of friends with bigger range than that. You know what I mean? So, all right.
Understood.
I got it. All right. All right.
So, when is that?
August 29th. And we fly out August 30th.
So, you'll be back for the Commanders opening game.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, of course,
he will.
He planned it perfectly.
All right. So, what's your take on this whole on the DB situation? Are you insulted by the 20? I'm not
insulted at all. Right. I mean, I understand, given that, you know, their performance last year. You got new pieces, young pieces, but I believe the bar was set so low last year that they're just going to be better this year. And the question really becomes is, you know, what is the D line going to do? Because I believe the secondary will be better. I believe Lattimore will play better. And I believe there is better assistance on the other side. And not to mention Sanders Stills coming back with more experience. I'm not quite sure if I'm sold on him going to the slot because he wasn't exactly productive while playing in the slot. But I like the pieces that we have in hand, and I love the culture. So optimistically moving forward, I think we're going to be strong this year.
I can't argue. What is the other position group that we were trashing the other day? Oh, you know what it was? I did Grant and Danny, and then I guess
running backs.
The running backs got really low ranking. Yeah. And that's fine. You know what my answer to that is? I got answers
Jaden,
for everything.
Jaden.
No, answer to that is that we were terrible last year, relatively speaking, and we scored like 29 points a game. Mm-hmm.
From what I hear, you guys do not be surprised about hearing the rookie's name coming out of training camp. The rookie running back.
What do you hear, Mo?
The seventh round pick.
Why are you hating?
I just want to know what you're hearing.
From what I hear, he is showing the speed and the agility that we haven't seen in recent past.
Let's hope so.
All right.
That's the kid that played one game?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, thank you, Mo. Appreciate it.
No, he played one game at Arizona. He played a lot when he was at
Right, but in his senior year, he played one game. Yes, whatever. His last year of college, he played 1 year.
Yeah.
Yep.
One game.
Coming up next, we're going to try and give you some winners for our weekend parlay. And then we got Mike Florio joining us at 8 o'clock.
Parlay. I guess I got something. I mean, it's not a ton. Can we even do golf? I'm not going to do golf, but could we even do golf, or it never works?
Well, it's going on.
They're
right
playing
now.
The Scottish right now.
Yeah, but if you do like pick somebody to win or something.
Yeah, you could do that.
It would accept it. I'm not going to do it. I'm doing something else, but
yeah.
I just feel like the options are limited right now. But I got something. I got something for you.
All right. Why don't we spin the wheel?
Spin it. How many are we doing? Are we doing Wesley West? Are we just doing the six of us?
I think Wes should be included.
Or five of us?
We're going to include Wes. He's going to use his big ERA stat.
All right, let's
go. He was lamenting.
Let's go behind the glass. Let's go to Matt Myers.
All right, I'm happy that there's
a WNBA play.
I'm happy that there's a Chicago Sky game tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So I'm going to jump on my Angel Reese rebounds bet.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it last week. The line's coming down on it hard because I believe last time I had over 16 rebounds and it paid 5-1. Now it's only plus 285 for 16 rebounds. So we're going to do Angel Reese but 16 plus rebounds at plus 285.
All right.
They play tonight?
No, it's tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Is Clark back yet? Is she back or is she still like nursing an injury?
I thought she came back and was horrible.
She was? Okay.
I thought, but I might be.
She was horrible before she left. She's on a bad run.
She was on a bad streak, yeah.
Yeah.
Then she was out for, I don't know, 5 or 6 games, something like that.
Yeah. All right, who's up?
All right, let's stay behind the glass. Let's go to Matt Cahill.
All right, something's got to change with Skeens. He pitches today against the Twins.
Why, has he been bad his last outing or two?
No, you're not. You remember? He doesn't get any run support.
Nobody gets
okay
on base.
He gives up
one
run.
On offense for the Pirates.
Right. Okay. I didn't know where you were going with that.
He gives up one run every single time he
gets
pitches, so he's got like a 1.94 ERA. He's absolutely unbelievable. But this just can't continue forever, like how Jason thinks the Dodgers can't lose every single game.
Yeah.
The Pirates have to give him run support at some point, all right? So we'll take the Pirates today. They're on the road. What time is this game? I don't really know, but he faces Ryan, who's mid on Twins pitcher. So we're going to take Pirates, a little bit of a breakout game. -1.5, it's plus 180. All right, just to win is plus 100. That does nothing for me. So we're going to take Pirates -1.5, plus 180.
It's at 8 tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, who are? Do they have any studs, like stud hitters?
Ryan Reynolds? I mean, he sucks now, too.
They've got Cruz.
Yeah, they have Cruz.
O'Neill Cruz is in the home run derby.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But overall, top to bottom, no. They don't have a ton of bats.
But law of averages, they need to start scoring some runs when Paul Skeens is on the mound.
I mean, his ERA is 1.94.
Right. I hear you.
Well, such an under game.
They can't get me 4 runs. The Pirates can't get me 4 runs against the Twins.
Joe Ryan's 9-4 with a 2.7 ERA. He's bad.
He's fine. He's fine.
All right, who's next? Wesley?
What's the total for that game? 6.5?
Spin the wheel first and let Jason, man. You're impatient today.
All right,
I'm
impatient. All right, Wesley West, talk to me.
All right, here we go.
What do you got there?
He's got a baseball play.
Yeah. We're going down to the Lone Star State. Houston versus the Texas Rangers.
I got the under on energy.
Yeah, right? Right, go ahead.
All right, Houston's lost 3 in a row. They got swept by the Guardians. With Houston's going to break that streak. Bryce Matthews, the number one prospect for the Astros, got called up yesterday. He's going to probably get his debut. I'm hoping he gets a hit. And they are facing against Jack Leiter. 4.32 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk with ERA.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are making fun of me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Houston, they're going to score more than 8.5 runs. That's the line.
Oh.
For the game.
Total, in the game.
Yeah.
For the game. Right.
So over 8.5.
Over 8.5 between the two teams. Okay.
It's Leiter versus McCullers. McCullers ERA near 6. All right. So you got over 8.5.
Yes, I do.
All right.
You might want to stick with play by play.
I think he's good.
I need a play by play guy.
And the Hokies score another touchdown.
they know. That's the new field goal. No touchdown.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. All right. Can I go already?
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to go here. All right. Trevor Story has been really, really, really hot. Okay. Do you know who Trevor Story is?
I've heard of him.
Who's he play for?
I don't know.
Shortstop for the Red Sox. He's one of the hottest hitters in terms of RBIs the last 7 games. He's got 10 in his last 7. In the month of July, he's hitting .351. He's got 3 bombs and 11 RBIs. All right. He had 4 just a few nights ago. He had 4, actually set 4 twice in the month of July. And they're playing the Rays tonight, all right? But he's just on fire. And I like Trevor Story to get an RBI tonight at home in Fenway against Tampa. They've won 7 straight, killing the ball. They scored 29 runs in 3 games against the Rockies. The Rockies, who took 3 out of 4 against the Nats. The Red Sox pounded them like they were playing softball. I'm going to take Trevor Story to have an RBI tonight, Mr. Cahill. It's +175. To record an RBI tonight.
You're in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, of course, remember to take the Giants tonight because they're playing the Dodgers, who I'm betting on, who have lost 6 straight. So make sure you take Logan Webb, their stud pitcher, and the Giants at home against the Dodgers. That's another winner I gave you.
Spin that wheel.
All right. All right, Mr. Bickle, you want to go?
I do. All right. I can't pick WNBA. I don't care about just regular Major League Baseball games. But I will bet the Home Run Derby, which is being featured on FanDuel.
So we're going to wait all the way till Tuesday on this bet?
Well, it's Monday.
Monday night.
It's July, July 14th.
So hopefully you guys don't all lose. So we still have a sweat here. And I'm going to go with the guy who, even though he's a career 226 hitter, all right, he's leading the majors in bombs, and that's a... Drabby's guy, Cal Raleigh. Is that how they say Raleigh? Is that how they say him?
Raleigh. Like the city.
Like the city.
Yeah.
He's been hitting homers for 4 or 5 years. He's got 129 career bombs already. He's 28 years old. And you get +370. Now, he's not the favorite. The guy you mentioned, O'Neal Cruz, is actually more of a favorite. I don't know why.
Where's J-Dub on that list?
In the favorites?
Yeah.
James Wood is +500.
Okay.
And I could go with the hometown guy, but I want to go with the guy who I think could actually win it. And it's...
Man, wouldn't that be awesome if
Raleigh's a little hotter.
Raleigh's the big dumper?
Go with Cal. Yeah, the big dumper. He's 28. It's kind of surprising, like, when you go, like, you know, he guys hits 30 bombs every year, but he's already got 36.
Yeah, he's having a bomb here.
He's on pace for about 64 home runs.
Right. So I'm going to go with him, +370.
Nice. Spin the wheel.
All right, so
you're the last one, I think. That leads you.
I am the last one, and you know what? You're talking about home runs. Did a little research. Hit a home run on July 7th, hit a home run on July 8th, hit a home run on July 9th. 7-time All-Star Jose Ramirez, who's not going to be participating in the All-Star game this year because he wants to focus on recovery, is facing a White Sox pitcher by the name of Jonathan Cannon, who's very average, 3-7, 4.5 ERA. I'm going to go Jose Ramirez home run tonight. He'll make it 4 games in a row with a homer. That's +330.
He's got it. This will be his 4th in a row?
Yep.
Wow. All right.
All right, so
probably lose the whole
you want to give
tonight.
Us a recap? Does anybody have a recap?
Usually all right, your recap, you've got Angel Reese, 16-plus rebounds. That's in at +285. Drab likes the Pirates, lay run and a half at +180. Wesley's got the over 8.5 runs in the Astros-Rangers game. You've got 1 RBI for Trevor Story. We got a Cal Raleigh winning the home run derby and Jose Ramirez hitting a home run tonight.
All right, I'm going to guess this is going to pay about $18,000.
It's going to pay a lot.
All right, this has got no chance.
Who did it?
I don't know.
I just put it in. I lost the exact total, but it looked like it was about $11,900.
Yeah, $10 pays $11,972.51.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, let's dream. Like you had a decent sweat on this one.
Let's make it happen.
You got a better chance of sneaking on a flight without without a ticket.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com will join us. We'll get his take on what he believes the Commanders are doing in terms of laying the groundwork to go back to the old name. Florio's next here on the Junkies.